KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
It doesn't matter what you call it. It used to be the G8 because Russia was in it, and now Russia's not in it. Now, I love our country. I have been Russia's worst nightmare. If Hillary got in, I think Putin is probably going, man, I wish Hillary won, because you see what I do. But with that being said, Russia should be in this meeting. Why are we having a meeting without Russia being in the meeting? And I would recommend, and it's up to them, but Russia should be in the meeting. It should be a part of it. You know, whether you like it or not, and it may not be politically correct, but we have a world to run. And in the G7, which used to be the G8, they threw Russia out. They should let Russia come back in, because we should have Russia at the negotiating table.
Well, that's the president, obviously, who is, because there's the big, it's the big G7 summit, and that's, I mean, him and, who did he get in a fight with on Twitter last night? He was talking to, because Canada and France are both mad.
Macron,
I know, because aren't they the same person in a way? I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, are they or are they not?
They're not the same.
No, but I mean, they look like they're, I mean, they look and they act like and they believe in the same thing, so that's why
related.
I ask this.
They could be related.
They could be. He says, I'm heading to Canada for the G7. It's mostly going to center on unfair trade practices against the U.S., and then I'm going to go to Singapore, and then we're going to talk with North Korea on denuclearization. Won't be talking about the Russian witch hunt hoax for a while. I like all the adjectives. Hoax, hunt, witch hunt, hoax. That's actually very interesting. Like, if you were a folk band of pagans, witch hunt hoax would be really interesting. I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like Rasputina, but if they only played, you know, like, acoustic guitars. Anyway, welcome to the Freaky Friday Show, by the way. I'm Dana Lash, at D Lash on the Twitters, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Later on in the program, we will have the often imitated by total hacks and unoriginal progressives who can't get their own material, mailbag of hate, and lack the balls.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Connor Sutton.
Game two of the four-game series between the visiting Fairfield Indians and the Reading Colt 45s is taking place here tonight. Last night, the 45s stopped a three-game skid with a dominating 23-2 victory over the Indians and improved to 3-4 on the young season. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Historic Tiger Field. I'm Connor Sutton here with the play-by-play for tonight's contest. The 45s look to get back to 500 with a win in game two of this four-game series to open up the season for the 45s. They took 2 out of 3 in opening weekend, and then last weekend was swept by the Seattle Studs, but a dominating performance last night in a 23-2 victory gave the 445s back into the win column. Take a look at that line score last night. It was something to see. A unbelievable performance. The Indians scored first in the top half of the first inning. Didn't score again until the ninth. The 45 scored in all but the second and the eighth innings. They scored 12 runs, excuse me, in the sixth inning. Mason Berries picked up the win. 15 hits in that outing for the Colt 45s. They were walked 17 times. Yes, 17. But tonight they have Sam Wells, a right-hander, on the mound, their number two starter for this series. And we'll give you the starting lineups here tonight. Tonight's game is brought to you by Robert and Cindy Andrade at Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. Tyler Thornley will lead it off, followed by Mickey Nunez, Zion Covington-Hunt, Davey Duncan, Jason Pauke, Ike Brown, Andrew Shaw, Daniel Amicucci, Jordan Terrell, and Hayden Schultz will be on the mound for the Fairfield Indians. First pitch is a strike from the right-handed pitcher, Wells. 7-11 first pitch time after last night was 7-22. A little bit of inconsistencies there. As the first pitch or second pitch is growled out towards second, direct towards his right. He's got to throw across the diamond. Is not in time, and that'll be a leadoff single. Tough play for DeBrecht going towards his right, as he'll give you the defensive alignment here shortly. No chance to get Thornley, the fleet-footed left fielder for the Indians. And that'll bring up Mickey Nunez. Nunez, the second baseman. Just two hits last night for the Indians. Nunez had one of them, and it was a home run in the ninth inning. Wells' first pitch to Nunez is up high for ball one. Zimmerman in left field. Anthony Galati in center. Jackson Murphy in right. Carlson at third. DeBrecht at short. Pritchard at second. Will Hyde at first. Kessel behind the plate. They try to pick off over to first, checking on Thornley, but back in time. The Indians are coached by Gerald Randleson, the Colt 45s co-managed by Justin Sabisma and Barrick Fasking. The 1-0 pitch, that is down low, 2-0. Infield double play death. Pritchard at second tonight after being in center field last night. He led off the game for the Colt 45s with a home run last night. The 2-0 is a fastball right there, 2-1. Wells, another big right-hander, similar to Verhees. Hard thrower with good off-speed stuff. Carlson in at third out on the grass. 2-1 is up high, 3-1. Overcast this evening. 3-1 is down low, ball four. Thornley reached on a single, and now Nunez walks, and it's first and second, nobody out for Zion Hunt. Not a good start for Sam Wells, as he will try to reel this one in. Hunt last night 0-for-4, did strike out. Right-handed hitting, step in. Gets the big right-hander Wells. Good lead at second for Thornley. Comes home with it. First pitch is hit towards the ground on to four. It turns first. Will Hyde goes to second for one. Back to first. It is not in time. Wells, who if he would have caught it, he probably would have been out of the fielder's choice, but he slipped with his back foot as he tried to step on the bag and come into a stop while catching all at the same time and couldn't come up with it. So a fielder's choice. It's first and third. One out for Davey Duncan. Wells, not a huge strikeout pitcher as we give you the numbers for him on the year so far. In two appearances, eight innings pitched, six hits, as this one's fouled off of Duncan's foot. 0-1. Six earned runs, six walks, seven strikeouts. He's 0-2 in wins and losses with a 6.75 ERA. First and third one out here in the top of the first inning. The Indians scored first last night, looking to do the same here tonight. The 0-1, breaking ball, hit on the ground towards short. DeBrecht's got it. Oh, he's going to have to go over to first after dropping it. It is in time. What could have been a double play ball to get him out of the inning. DeBrecht mishandled, trying to go to the short way to second. So a run will score, and it's 1-0 Indians. A couple of double play balls that probably should have been turned. Jason Pocke now will step to the plate with another run opportunity on its second as Hunt is in scoring position. Two down, 1-0 Indians here in the top half of the first inning. First pitch is inside, 1-0. Key for the Indians tonight, just to at least stay in the game, is keep runners off the base, just throwing strikes. 17 walks last night for the Indians. A brutal number. This one's hit on the ground and again off the foot of Pocke. That'll even the count at 1-1, and that one looked like it hurt a little bit. Marcus Will had walked five times. Duarte, who's not playing today, the catcher, walked three times. Gozo walked three times. The only batter not to walk was Lorenzo DeBrecht, who was 1-for-6, did have four RBIs and a three-run home run. Pocke steps back in. Hunt with a good lead at second. Wells comes set looking back. The 1-1 is a good breaking ball. That's a strike. 1-2. Wells trying to get out of this first inning. A leadoff single and then a walk. A couple of ground balls that could have been double play balls, but neither were fielded cleanly. 1-2. Hit foul towards the first base on deck circle, and it's Ike Brown, who last night also was almost drilled in the on deck circle, as he heads back behind the screen again. One and two. Wells comes set. Infielder's pinching in. The 1-2 pitch. That's in the dirt. Nice job by Kessel behind the plate. Keeping that one in front of him. As Covington has to go. Covington Hunt, goes back to second. 2-2. Similar start to last night's game. Was Indians scored first. Wind blowing just barely out straight away to center field. 2-2 pitch. That's outside. Ball three. 3-2. Tried to pinpoint that outside corner with a fastball and missed away to the right-hand hitting Pocke. This next pitch will be number 16 of the inning for Wells. Pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll end the first inning. Fairfield Indians strike for one in the top of the first inning. We'll head to the bottom half. The 45 is coming up for the first time. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first inning. We'll give you the starting lineups for the Colt 45s. Lane Pritchard is in center field, or second base, excuse me, tonight after being in center field last night. Lorenzo Dobrecht, followed by Jake Gozo, is DHing tonight. Marcus Wilhite at first. Wilson Kessel, the catcher. Eric Carlson at third. Anthony Gladi in center. Cody Zimmerman in left. And Jackson Murphy for the Colt 45s. Lane Pritchard now will lead it off. Last night he sent the first pitch into orbit and tied the game. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. Pritchard, the left-handed hitting second baseman, will step in against Schultz. And his first pitch of the night is just high, 1-0. Three-quarter release from Schultz. Here is the 1-0. This is chopped foul towards the first base dugout. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. This is lifted foul back and out of play, third base side. Now 1-2. Dobrecht is on deck. This is lifted out towards right field. Amicucci now going back. Terrell going back. It's going to drop right in front of the wall. Richard's going to be around second. Now he's going to try for third. The throw to Pocky, and it is not going to be in time. A leadoff triple for Lane Pritchard.
A triple by Lane Pritchard.
And Pritchard continues to swing a hot bat in this series. His fourth hit of the series. And that ball just kept going. It looks like the ball's going to be carrying tonight. Originally off the bat, Amicucci out in right field looked like he had a beat on it, and then all of a sudden took off going directly backwards into right center. So a leadoff triple for Lane Pritchard. That'll bring up Lorenzo Dobrecht with a good opportunity here for the Colt 45s to get on the board in their half of the first inning. First pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. Gozo's on deck. Dobrecht fouls this one back and out of play. And, ooh, like it got a car pretty good. 0-2. Dobrecht hit a home run last night. It was his second of the season. He's hit a grand slam and a three-run homer. The 0-2 outside, breaking ball from Schultz. Off the plate away to the right-handed hitting Dobrecht. Dobrecht 207 on the season. Schultz comes set. The 1-2 pitch. That is outside. Duncan, the catcher, tried to frame that one over the plate. Home plate umpire not fooled. 2-2. One of the first nights we've had overcast with clouds in the sky. 2-2. This is hit out towards right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run will score. Dobrecht is around first, and he is going to head into second. He will have a stand-up double. So back-to-back extra base hits for the Colt 45s, and it's 1-1. And now Jake Gozo has an opportunity to give the 45s a lead here early on in this contest. Just a good piece of hitting right there. A 2-2 pitch on the outside part of the plate. Maybe a little bit off. And he went right with it.
Your designated hitter, number 13,
So DeBrecht has another RBI. He leads the team in RBIs out of that second spot. And the first pitch to Jake Gozo is a strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. 14th RBI on the season. Nobody else even in double digits or even above five, actually. Schultz, the 0-1. That's up and away. It's mishandled by Duncan, but does recover as DeBrecht will hold it second. Marcus Wilhite is on deck. Defensive alignment for the Fairfield Indians. Thornley is in left. Terrell in center. Amakuchi in right. Shaw at third. Pocky at short. Nunez at second. Hunt in first. And Duncan in the squad behind the plate. Schultz steps off and didn't like how big of a lead DeBrecht had. Now quickly steps back on. Bears down and on Gozo. The 1-1. Schultz with a long look back to second, and he is going to step off, and now he's going to talk to his second baseman, Nunez, about holding him on a little closer, because DeBrecht had a giant lead. Bluff to go to second a couple of times. Pocky, the shortstop, is way over in the hole, so it's pretty much on the second baseman, Nunez, and now we have time called, and the head coach, Gerald Randelson, is going to come out of the dugout and talk to his infield here. So I imagine they're probably talking about trying to keep runners on a little bit closer. DeBrecht had a 20 to 25 foot lead at second base. Had to have ideas of trying to swipe third. Schultz now will get back on the rubber. Randleston heads back to the dugout. DeBrecht on at second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. We're tied at one. Schultz comes set. 1-1. This is hit out towards center field. It hit well. Terrell going back. He's not going to get it. One hops the wall in center field. DeBrecht's around third. He's going to score with ease. Gozo around second. He's going to go into third in a stand-up triple. Actually, he slides for his own joy as Justin Sabisma laughed that it wasn't a very conventional head-first slide. But three consecutive extra base hits, and the Colt 45s have the lead. And an RBI triple for Gozo already, the second triple of the game. And that'll bring up Marcus Wilhite.
Your first baseman, number 24, Marcus!
All three hits have been towards right center. Terrell out in center and Amakuchi in right have had a lot of work early in this game. 2-1, Colt 45s. Wilhite swings through a fastball and one. Left-handed hitting. First baseman, Kessel on deck. Kessel did not play last night. Him and Duarte will be splitting time, I believe. There's a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Duarte's gotten more games behind the plate than Kessel. Schultz, the 1-1. Down low, 2-1. Last night's game was a little over 3.5 hours after a 12-run sixth inning. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, that's right there. Flops it over for a strike, 2-2. First pitch tonight was a 7-11. Two-two. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Well, I thought it was up in the zone, but it's ruled strike three, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring up Wilson Kessel.
Your pitcher.
Kessel 6-16 so far.
Wilson.
Six games played. It's a 375 average. Five RBIs on the year.
Right
Right-handed hitting Kessel steps in. That first pitch, fastball on the outside half. First strike, 0-1. Indians last night struggled with her strikes, but it appears Schultz not having that issue so far. I haven't even seen him get to a three-ball count yet. 0-1. Breaking ball. This is chopped towards third, but foul. It actually bounced on the edge of the grass just outside the third baseline. And the edge of the grass kicked it back into fair territory, but because it went around the third base bag, still ruled foul. 0-2. Don't see that very often. Gozo on at third. He tripled earlier. Schultz way ahead. 0-2. Up and away, 1-2. Sun now shines through the clouds here. Onto the diamond. The lights might have to come on a little bit earlier tonight because of the heavy cloud cover. Schultz is set. Here's the 1-2. That's popped up foul territory. And that's going to get back and out of play down the right field line. Still 1-2. A little bit of wind here is carrying out towards center field. Ball's carrying well tonight. Usually as the night draws on, it doesn't carry as well here at Tiger Field. 1-2, breaking ball inside, 2-2. Two-two pitch from Schultz. Chopped towards third and again foul. Carlson is on deck. 353 hitter Carlson is. Schultz looking for pitch number 24 here in the inning. That 2-2 is just high and away, and that runs the count full 3-2. Open bag over at first. 3-2. Slapped on the ground to second. That'll score a run. Nunez has it. Throw to first is in time. But the run does come in to score, and it's 3-1, Colt 45s. And that'll bring up Eric Carlson.
Number 9, Eric Carlson.
Well, a 2-2 pitch to Kessel. It was might have been a little off the zone, but too close to not go after, so he just rolls it on the ground a second, which scores a run. So he'll get the RBI for that. And but he's 0 for 1. That'll bring in Carlson. Base is empty, 2 down, 3-1, Colt 45s. Here in the first. Breaking ball. That's right there to Carlson. 0-1. Takes a lot off that breaking ball. This is hit on the ground towards short. Pocky's got it. Throw to first is in the dirt, and it goes by Hunt at first. And it's going to get into the dugout. So that'll be out of play. So an error by the shortstop, Pocky. On a wild throw. And that will get Carlson into scoring position. First error of the night. That'll bring up Anthony Galati.
Number 17, Anthony Galati.
Galati did not play last night. He's 2 for 11 on the year. In his fourth game, it's 182 average. 4 RBIs. Steps in, left-handed hitter. Chance for the 45s to make that error heard here in the first. 3-1, our score. Pitches inside to Galati, 1-0. Kobe Zimmerman would be next. Schultz Schultz comes set, looking at Carlson back at seven. Second now throws, swing and a miss. I think it was a foul tip, actually, by Gladi, but into the glove of Duncan. 1-1. This next pitch will be number 30 here in the first inning. The Indians had to go through five pitchers last night in the blowout. I'm assuming the Indians would like to see Schultz have an economical first couple innings. Hopefully he can go deep into this game, but 30-pitch inning to start the game, not exactly what the Indians were hoping for. 1-1. That's down low, 2-1. Game two of this four-game series here taking place. Tomorrow night will be game three, also at 7:15. And Sunday for the finale at 6:15. The 2-1, and it ran in and got Gulati. So that will bring Zimmerman to the plate. First and second, two down.
Number 22, Colby Zimmerman.
Zimmerman last night was 1-for-5 with a pair of RBIs. Two runs scored. 231 average, 6-for-26 on the year. He's scored five runs and drove in three. Chance to add to that total here. Schultz's first pitch to Zimmerman is down low and outside, 1-0. Looked like the slider that time. Schultz, with that sidearm delivery, can get a little more break on that slider. You can tell when he's throwing the breaking ball because he takes more off. It's outside, 2-0. Murphy is on deck. Two-oh, is chopped foul. 2-1. Zimmerman out in front of that pitch. Carlson at second, Gladi at first. Two down. The 2-1. This is hit well out towards left field. Thornley going back. He looks up. It's off the wall. One run is going to come in to score. The throw into third is not in time, and Shaw could not hang on to put the tag down, and it's an RBI double for Kobe Zimmerman. And it's 4-1.
Your right fielder.
That tag is applied at third. Gulati would have been out.
Yes.
I think.
Murphy.
Carlson, who scored on the play, thought that pitch was gone off the bat. As he jogged around third and home, that'll bring in Jackson Murphy, the right fielder. As the 45s are a batter away from batting around here in the first inning. It's 4-1. Second and third, two down. Schultz trying to get out of this inning. Murphy swings and misses from the first pitch fastball, 0-1. Breaking ball. Hit slowly foul, 0-2. That last run will be unearned. And if any more come across, they will also be unearned because of this error at short from Pocky earlier in the inning. Would have been the third out. 0-2. Darryl in center, pretty shallow against Murphy. Playing him to pole. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2. That was close. Duncan trying to get the called third strike. Here it is, the 1-2, breaking ball, got him looking. Throws Murphy at the plate, he's not happy with the call. That'll be four runs come in for the 45s in the bottom of the first. We'll head to the second. Colt 45s leading 4-1. You're listening Go 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Ike Brown leads off for the Indians here in the second as his first pitch is fouled straight back. Ike Brown is the Knights' beer batter, is the designated hitter. He struck out three times looking last night in a forgettable performance. He did walk as well. That 0-1 breaking ball is up and in. 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. 1-1 from Wells. This is hit on the ground up the middle. Lorenzo Debrecht to his left. He's got it. Throw to first in time to get Brown by a couple of steps for the first down here in the second. Nice play from Debrecht. After a muffed double play ball last inning, Andrew Shaw now will come to the plate. The third baseman. Followed by David Amicucci. First pitch. Popped up. This is in on the infield. Wilhite goes back into the outfield grass and now is called off by Pritchard, who will make the catch for the second out. And a quick start to the second inning for Wells. There's two down. Just four pitches. And that'll bring up Amicucci. Amicucci last night came in the middle of the game. He fouls this one hard back over into right, into the parking lot. 0-1. That was hit to a spot where foul balls don't usually go. How do I know that? Well, that's where I parked. 0-1. And that's a strike. 0-2. Wells looking to get out of this inning. The 0-2. That's inside is Kessel. Once in on the inside part of the, or the outside part of the plate, and it ran in off the inside part of the plate. So it's 1-2. 1-2. Got him swinging. That'll end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Wells. We will head to the bottom of the second inning. It is 4-1. Colt 45's lead it here on KCNR 1460.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Brews by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second inning here from historic Tiger Field on a Friday night. Lane Pritchard will lead it off for the 45s after the all nine batters came to the plate in the bottom half of the first inning, which plated four runs. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. Schultz's first pitch here in the second is a breaking ball that's popped straight back and out of play, 0-1. That was pitch number 40 of the game for the starter for the Indians. Is down low, 1-1. Pritchard tripled to right center, one hop the wall into the deep part of the yard. 1-1 is a breaking ball outside, or changeup, I should say. 2-1. Came around to score last inning. Led off last game with a solo home run. 2-1. That's up high, 3-1. Sam Wells appeared to settle in there in that last half inning. A 9-pitch innings. This pitch runs in and gets Pritchard in the right calf. So Pritchard's on again. And that'll bring up Lorenzo Dobrecht.
Number 11, Lorenzo Dobrecht.
Dobrecht, the right-handed hitter, steps in. One for one, he's doubling a run as he takes first pitch up and away, 1-0. The RBI leader out of the second spot, you don't see that very often. But he has been the run producer this year. This one's lifted out towards right field. Amicucci is under it. In the sun, he makes the catch for the second out. It is Pritchard bluffs running to second on the tag. And the ball almost gets away from the shortstop Poggies. Then Shaw over in third recovers it. So the first out is a fly out, and that'll bring up Jake Gozo. Gozo also tripled to right center, one for one with an RBI and a run scored. Pritchard remains at first here in a 4-1 game. Schultz with a long hold now throws to strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Colt 45's last night with 23 runs on 15 hits. 0-1, throw back to first. Pritchard gets back in plenty of time. Couple of shadows out in center and right field, making things a little bit difficult for Terrell in center and Amicucci in right. Pritchard's on the move. This pitch is up and in, and there's going to be a stolen base without a throw as Duncan didn't get a good handle on it. So Pritchard gets himself in a scoring position for Gozo. That pitch was a ball. It's 1-1. T- Terrell in center is shielding the sun from his eyes as this pitch is outside 2-1 with his glove. With the sun peeking in and out of the clouds, can make things difficult out there in the outfield. 2-1. Outside 3-1. That was not close. That was pitch number 50 for Schultz. Schultz comes set at the belt. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Gozo tried to lift that one out towards left field. Came up empty, 3-2. Full count now to Gozo. Schultz is ready. A second peek back to second now steps off. Motions to Nunez, the second baseman, to hold him on a little bit better. Again, Pritchard, who as he's going to take off for third. 3-2, that's lifted out towards left field. Thornley going over towards the line and left. He will make the catch. Pritchard's going to have to move back towards second. And that's the second out. Gozo that time was out in front of the breaking ball and got good one on it, but was way out in front for an easy flyout.
Your first baseman, number 24.
That'll bring up Marcus Wilhite. Wilhite struck out looking in his last at-bat, 0-1. Richard's still standing out at second. Wilhite trying to get that run in from second base in scoring position. First pitch to Wilhite is swung and missed. Fastball up in the zone. Like he was a little ahead. Wilhite last night was just 1-for-2. He walked 5 times. Scored 3 runs. Drove 2 in. 167 on the young year. 0-1. Breaking ball. That's up high. 1-1. One is down low. 2-1. Change up that missed low and away. Pritchard with good speed at second will probably on the be waved around on a single to the outfield. That 2-1's on the inside corner, 2-2. See where Schultz goes here on 2-2. He struck out Wilhite on the breaking ball last time. The 2-2. He does throw that breaking ball. The runner's on the move towards third. Pritchard is in there safely. It was another breaking ball that was just away. And Pritchard steals third. And now the count is full, 3-2. Schultz now just worrying about the batter here. Count is full with the left-handed hitting Wilhite. 3-2. Breaking ball. This is hit foul back and out of play. Lined back in right field. 3-2. The 3-2 again. Hit slowly towards third. Charging is Shaw. He's got it. Throw across the diamond is in time, and that will end the inning. Pritchard is left at third, and we will head to the third inning. Still 4-1. Colt 45's here on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Leading off the top of the third inning is Jordan Terrell. Terrell, who was in the leadoff spot last night, getting his first chance here tonight out in center field this evening. Sam Wells back out for his third inning of work as his first pitch is up and into Terrell, who has to dance out of the way. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. The 1-0 is hit towards the third base dugout and foul as the coach is sitting over there. Had to get out of the way. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That pitch was in the dirt. I think it was a changeup. 1-2. Tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion on the third baseline, we have Reading Bank of Commerce, proud to be your community bank operating in Reading for over 35 years. Reading Bank of Commerce continues to offer a variety of high-quality products and services. This one's hit out towards center field. Galati goes back. He's got it for the first out. Reading Bank of Commerce, as I said, continues to offer a variety of high-quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Tyler Thorne, leadoff hitter, comes to the plate. One out, nobody on. Wells' first pitch. That's a strike on the outside half, 0-1. Wells into a rhythm now here in the third. Working quickly out of the windup. The 0-1 now. Swing and a miss. That breaking ball in the dirt. Thornley went after it. 0-2. Thornley has the only hit of the game for the Indians. It was a grounded to short that DeBrecht had to go way over in the hole towards his right to make the play. The 0-2, that's a fastball up high, taking 1-2. Down low, 2-2. Nunez is on deck as he walked. Thornley came around to score in the first inning. 2-2. And that gets Thornley right in the back. Hit by pitch. And they will get a runner on first here in the third after a 1-2-3 second. The Indians are get a runner on here in the third inning. Nunez now. Left-handed hitter steps in, throw over to first. Thornley dives back safely. Wilhite doesn't even apply a tag there. Nunez now steps in. As I mentioned earlier, walked in his first plate appearance. Squares around a punt. That pulls it back. It's outside 1-0. Carlson crashing from third on that punt. That's on the outside half for a strike, 1-1. Good fastball that time. That time Nunez was not bunting. Thornley decent lead at first. Now they're going to throw over. Not in time. Quick move from Wells. He's got a pretty good snap throw. Checking on the runner. Thornley with good speed. Might be going at some point in this inning. This is hit on the ground, chop towards second. Towards his left is Pritchard. He can't get it. It's in the right, a base hit. Thornley around second. The throw into third. It is not in time. And on the throw, Nunez. On the throw, Nunez advanced to second. And now Thornley went past the bag and is tagged out after the play. Wow. That's the second out. And that'll bring up Zion Hunt. Runner at second, two down. The assist is going to be from Murphy from right field. This one's chopped foul. So a 9-5 put out at third there. Cummington Hunt now will look to bring in Nunez at second. Sky's starting to clear a little bit directly above the diamond. Pitch to the plate is a breaking ball. That's a strike, 0-1. Debrecht broke towards second, expecting the pickoff play. Nunez saw it, went back a few steps, but Wells decided to go home with it. Debrecht had to race back to his position over at short. 0-2. The 0-2 to Hunt, down low, 1-2. He started to go around and stopped quickly. 1-2. 0-1 today, he reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. His next pitch will be pitch number 40 for the Colt 45 right-hander. Comes set, here's the 1-2. Hit slowly on the ground towards short. Debrecht charges, he's got it, throw over to first in time, and that will end the inning. One left for the Indians. We'll head to the bottom half of the third inning. It's 4-1, Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back here in the bottom of the third inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. 41 Colt 45's with the early lead. Both teams scored all of their runs back in the first inning. Wilson Kessel will lead it off for the Redding Colt 45 is here in the third. Four hits for the Colt 45s, two hits, and an error for the Indians.
Number 16, Wilson
Kessel is 0-1. He grounded out to second, but that did bring in the run back in the first inning. Right-handed hitter steps in. Schultz works from the wind up here in the third. First pitch is chopped slowly towards third. Shaw charges. He's got on the hop in time. Throw to first for the first down. A one pitch out for Schultz to begin the third. And that'll bring up Erik Karlsson. Karlsson.
Your third baseman, number 9, Erik Karlsson.
Karlsson, 0 for 1, reached base on an error, came around to score in the first. Right-handed hitter steps in. First pitch is up high, 1-0, the fastball. This is game two of this four-game weekend series. 1-0. That's outside, 2-0. Join me tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, as we'll discuss a little bit about this one. That 2-1 is, wow, just outside, 3-0. It looked pretty good from here, but tough angle to see the outside part of the plate. 3-0 to Karlsson, who I imagine will have the take on. He does, but it's a strike, 3-1. Galati's on deck. Karlsson, 353 hitter. 3-1's down low, ball 4. A one-out walk for the Colt 45s. That'll bring up Anthony Galati.
Anthony
Galati. Karlsson with good speed at first. Let's see if they try to swipe a bag here. Sabisma was giving signs, and Galati wasn't really looking. So it was definitely intended for the base runner. Might have been nothing on, but see if Karlsson, like I said, who has good speed, might be on the move here with one out. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. As Karlsson looked like he had a good jump there, reading Schultz well. 0-1. Galati was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance back in the first inning. 0-1. Long set. 0-1. Is it a strike? Galati checked his swing. Kind of a half-hearted check swing. 0-2 now. Infield double play depth, shy third, in on the grass. Outfield straight away, here with one out in the third inning, Karlsson on at first. Schultz comes set, peeks over his shoulder, Karlsson the 0-2. Breaking ball up and away, 1-2. Looked like the slider that time. Kobe Zimmerman is on deck, 1-for-1 with an RBI. 45's looking to extend their lead here in the third. 1-2. Swing and a miss. This pitch might have been off the plate. He kind of went after it again with a half-hearted swing. And that's strike two, or strikeout number two for the Colt 45s on the game. Kobe Zimmerman now, who's, I mentioned, 1-for-1 with a double. Hit one off the wall in left that brought in a run. Two out, one on. Now we might see Karlsson take a big lead and might try to swipe a bag. First pitch is outside, 1-0. This is hit well out towards right center field. Amakuchi going back, still going back. This is off the wall in right field. It rolls all the way back in near the infield. Around third is Karlsson. He's going to score. The throw to third is not in time. And it's 5-1. Another extra base hit for the Colt 45s. And it's 5-1. That ball was hit well towards right center. And again, that's the part of the ballpark where the ball is flying well tonight.
Number 19. Jackson Murphy.
Jackson Murphy now will look to keep the inning alive. Duncan, the catcher's got a tight shoe here. RBI triple for Zimmerman, who is doubled and tripled now. He's got two RBIs on the day. His first two at-bats. Not a bad start. The lights have come on here in just past 8:10. First pitch is a strike to the right-handed hitting Murphy. Murphy struck out swinging to end the first inning. 0-1, breaking ball, chopped, foul, third base side, just got a piece, it's 0-2. 73 pitches so far for Schultz, that bullpen's still empty for the Fairfield Indians. They're probably going to kind of force Schultz to stay out there as long as he can after burning five pitchers yesterday. 0-2, swing and a miss. Murphy goes down swinging for the second time tonight. Third strike out of the game for Schultz. We will head to the fourth inning. The 45s do get a run. An RBI triple from Kobe Zimmerman. It's 5-1, Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Davey Duncan will lead off for the for the Fairfield Indians here in the fourth. First pitch, 0-1 to Duncan. Wells has been economical thus far, just 41 pitches through three innings. 0-1's hit out towards second. One hops Debrecht. He takes it off the chest, now handles it, throw to first in plenty of time. And a nice play from Lorenzo Debrecht to record the first out. That ball was hit hard and a tough one-hop. And with one out, that'll bring up Jason Pawkey. Affordable Spa is locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company, and they are tonight's sponsor. First pitch is fouled back into the parking lot, first base side, 0-1. Ike Brown is on deck. Pawkey struck out swinging in his first at-bat. 0-1. Fouls this one straight back, 0-2. Wells has been in a rhythm ever since the second inning. He's only given up two hits and one run. 0-2. This is hit softly out towards center field. In comes Galati. Out goes Pritchard. Pritchard almost makes a diving play, but can't get it. And a single for Pawkey. That would have been a web gem for sure, as Pritchard not only had to dive, he had to leap way out into center to make that play. It was hit off the end of the bat by Pawkey. And a one-out single. Mike Brown now will come to the clown. Come to the plate, excuse me. Brown 0-for-1. Grounded out to short. Andrew Shaw on deck. Brown, as I mentioned earlier, is tonight's beer batter. One out, one on. He chops this one. Foul, although no foul ball was called by the home plate umpires. It's fouled off of Brown's foot. 0-1. I think everybody just kind of stopped, which indicated it was a foul ball. Pocky on at first with one out. 5-1, Colt 45's here in the fourth inning. 0-1. That's up high, 1-1. Brown started to go around and stopped. Wells comes set, 1-1. Breaking ball, that's up high. 2-1. The 2-1 from Wells. Throws. That's up and in. Brown has to get out of the way. It's 3-1. This next pitch will be number 50 for Wells. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Big cut there from Brown. And now the count is full. 3-2. Shy is on deck. The full count offering. Swing and a miss. And that is the second out of the inning. And more importantly, that gets everybody off a dollar. Beer for everyone here in attendance tonight. And not much will get more reaction from a crowd than a beer batter going down with a strikeout. Andrew Shaw now will come to the plate with two outs. Pocky still at first. His first pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. 0-1. Shaw popped out to second on the first pitch in the second inning. 0-1. That's just low with a fastball, 1-1. One one is also down low and a little bit inside. 2-1. Wells, who started the game with his ERA up above 6, has quickly dropped it to 2.45 here with 3 2/3 innings pitched. Just shows how small sample size can be skewed. The 2-1's hit on the ground towards third, but foul as Carlson snagged it in foul territory. Threw it across the diamond anyway. And it's 2-2. One run, three hits, one error for the Indians. Two runners left on base for the 45s. Five runs, five hits, no errors, and four runners left on base. 2-2 offering. Chop towards third. Carlson's got it. He'll go the short way to second, and that will end the inning. A single. Vapaki's left on at first. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The 45s with a 5-1 lead here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Here in the bottom of the fourth inning from Tiger Field, we welcome you back into the broadcast booth. Connor Sutton here on the call as Ling Pritchard Leadoff batter will come to the plate. One for one so far. Hit by a pitch in the second inning as he hits one hard but foul down the first baseline, 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. 0-1 to Pritchard. Also had two stolen bases back in the second. He did not score as that pitch is down low, 1-1. This is hit out towards the left center field. Terrell going over into the gap. He makes the play on the move for the first out. Nicely done. Had to move laterally towards his left as he was in right center, which is where Pritchard tripled the lead off the game.
Your shortstop.
And a very nice play from the center fielder, Terrell. All shade now in the outfield as the sun is tucked behind the clouds. The lights are on here at Tiger Field. And with one out, DeBrecht will come to the plate. DeBrecht tonight, 1 for 2. He's doubled and scored a run. Brought in a runner as well back in the first inning. Takes the first pitch, breaking ball inside, 1-0. Schultz, after a shaky start in the first inning, is settled down. This 1-0 goes to the backstop by Duncan. 2-0. Good crowd on tack here at historic Tiger Field on a Friday night. Imagine a lot of people, a lot of sports fans are probably watching Game 4 of the NBA Finals as the Warriors are up by 25 with 4 minutes to go as they will complete the four-game sweep of the Cavaliers and win the NBA championship for the third time in 4 years. I think that pretty much defines the dynasty. The 2-1 is fouled back, the 2-0 is fouled back to make it 2-1. Three championships in 4 years. It's a good case for a dynasty, that's for sure. 2-1 is down low. Again goes to the backstop as Duncan getting a little lackadaisical there behind the plate. DeBrecht now way ahead, 3-1. Base is empty, one out here in the fourth inning. 5-1, Colt 45s. They scored four times in the first and once in the third. DeBrecht hits one well out towards left field down the line. That ball is back, and it's gone. Lorenzo DeBrecht with his third home run of the season. He homered last night, and it's 6-1. And that ball was a line shot off the net over the 320 sign. 6-1, and Lorenzo DeBrecht continues to have great power out of that second spot. Second home run in two nights, again third of the year. Just a change up that he kept his hands back on and rocked into the left field net. And now the coach for the Indians is going to come out and have a chat with Hayden Schultz. That ball was a line shot that just kept going. Estimated distance is 340. 320 down the line. It was about 15 feet up the net. With the bullpen empty, Schultz is going to stay out there. Left that 3-1 changeup hanging. Another RBI for DeBrecht, his second of the night. Jake Kozo now will come to the plate. 1 for 2. He's tripled and flied out. Three triples in this game of out of six hits for the 45s. That pitch is way outside. Again, goes to the backstop. 1-0. Duncan with a couple of positive words for Schultz, pounding his glove. 1-0. That's popped up. Foul territory, back and out of play. That looks like it's headed for a car. It does not, as it one hops back towards a plethora of cars. It's 1-1. Gozo swings and misses on the off-speed pitch, 1-2. Schultz creeping up towards 90 pitches now. He's at 85. Here is the 1-2. And that's up high, 2-2. Will Hyde is on deck, who's struck out twice thus far. Two, two. In on the ground towards second. Nunez got it on the roll. The throw to first is in time for the second out here in the fourth. That'll bring up Marcus Wilhite. I think he said he struck out twice. He actually struck out looking in the first and grounded the third in the second, 0 for 2.
Give it up for the bad boy, Sam
Smith. Wilhite now looking for his first hit of the night. First pitch to Will Hyde is down low, 1-0. This is hit hard on the ground towards second. It gets by the glove of Nunez. Nunez recovers, throw to first. It is not in time. Let's see what this is going to be ruled as. It's going to be ruled a hit, so a sharply hit single to second. And Will Hyde is on for the first time tonight. And that'll bring up Wilson Kestel.
Number catcher, number 16,
Wilson. Nunez went to his left, Kestel. Had to go into a slide to try and get there as it just ricocheted off his glove, pretty much straight down, tried to recover quickly, but could not recover to record the third out. It was Wilhite with good speed, beat it out. Wilson Kestel on the first pitch, grounds this one towards second. Pauly's going to throw the short way to second, and that will end the inning. A solo home run for Lorenzo Debrecht, his third of the season, and it's 6-1 Colt 45s as we head to the fifth here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Here in the fifth inning, it's 6-1 Colt 45's. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. Amakuchi will lead off here in the fifth. 0-1, he struck out swinging in his first at-bat, followed by Terrell, and then the top of the order in Thornley. Right-handed hitter steps in. First pitch is hit on the ground towards second. Pritchard's got it on the roll. This handles it. Now recovers, throws to first. It is just in time for the first out. And a one-pitch out here in the fifth. Got to love that after a three-and-a-half-hour game last night where just under an hour and 20 minutes into this one. Jordan Terrell now will come to the plate. 0-1, he flew out to center to Galati in his first at-bat back in the third inning. Just three hits for the Indians, one run, it came in the first. First pitch is a fastball on the outside half for a strike, 0-1. Wells at 58 pitches now, he's been brilliant in this outing. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball blew it by him, 0-2. Wells looked like he reached back for something extra on that 0-1 pitch. Now he's way ahead, 0-2. Pitches chopped foul. Still 0-2. Once again, the 0-2 offering. Checked his swing. Did he go around? He did not. It was a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. Tyler Thornley is on deck tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion. Down the third base line, we have Reading Bank of Commerce, proud to be your community bank operating in Reading for over 35 years. That pitch is ring him up, strike three for the second out here in the fifth inning. Reading Bank of Commerce continues to offer a variety of high-quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, bank of choice, and member FDIC equal housing lender. First pitch to Thornley is down low, 1-0. Thornley's reached base twice. He's 1-for-1, singled his short, hit by a pitch. He scored the only run for the Indians. That 1-0 is down low, 2-0. In the bottom of the fifth for the 45s, it'll be Carlson, Galati, and then Zimmerman. 2-0, changeup. That's a strike. 2-1, took something off there to get it over. Located that pitch right at the knees, 2-1. 2-1, that's a fastball, 2-2. Wells looking for a 1-2-3 fifth. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Two strikeouts in the inning for Wells. A 1-2-3 fifth. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 6-1, Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Ulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Eric Carlson will lead off here in the bottom of the fifth for the 45s. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. He's scored twice. Reached on an error back in the first inning. 6-1 our score here in the fifth. 45 scored four runs in the first, one in the third, and one in the fourth. First pitched from Schultz back out for his fifth inning of work is down low, 1-0. Six runs on seven hits. No errors. Five runners left on base for the 45s. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. For the Fairfield Indians here in game two, one run on three hits, one error. Three runners left on base. Another gorgeous night here at the ballpark on a Friday night. Had 1-1s outside, 2-1. Bullpen getting up in Reading. That's Hadahari Wadley, who played second base last night. Number 17 getting heated up down in the pen. 2-1. This is lifted out towards left center field. Terrell going over. He's calling off the left fielder Thornley and will make the catch for the first out here in the fifth. And that'll bring up Anthony Galati.
Your center fielder, number 17, Anthony Galati.
Galati He's 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance and struck out in the third. Schultz creeping closer to 100 pitches now. So they hope to at least get 5 innings out of him. But in the first inning, he's had a decent performance. First pitch to Galati is hit foul right towards the bullpen. Backing out of play 0-1. Out in front of that first pitch. Tomorrow night's game, 7:15 first pitch, or thereabouts, after a 7:23 first pitch last night, 7:11 tonight. Somewhere in that vicinity. The 0-1 is way high and outside. Easy take there, 1-1. Pregame 7:05 with Mike Epler, who was here last night. And then I will be back for Sunday's game. That'll be 6:15 first pitch. Pregame show around 6:05 for the finale of this series. 1-1 on the outside half. Ooh, maybe off the outside half. 2-1. That looks pretty close from here. 2-1. Shaw over at third, even with the bag. Infield the back. Outfield playing into slightly pulled. A 2-1. This is lifted foul back over the third base dugout. Out of play. 2-2. Wind slowly moving out towards right center. But as night creeps on here at Tiger Field, we will see a lot of fly balls die as they get further into the outfield. Just does not carry well here at night. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Galati goes down swinging. Chased a fastball up in the zone. And that's the second out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Zimmerman is 2-for-2 thus far. Fifth strikeout for Schultz. Zimmerman has doubled and tripled with 2 RBIs. 2 outs and the base is empty. First pitch changeup. That's over for a strike, 0-1. That was pitch number 100 from Schultz. I would imagine this would be his last inning. 0-1. Off the outside, 1-1. Zimmerman with 2 hits. DeBrecht with 2 hits. They both have 2 RBIs. 1-1. In the dirt, 2-1. Jackson Murphy's on deck. One is also down low, 3-1. Schultz trying to for his first 1-2-3 inning. 3-1. Hit foul, backing out of play, first base side. And the batter run the count full, 3-2. Wadley's been heating up for quite a while down there. The 3-2 from Schultz. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Had him out in front. And that will end the inning. Schultz with a 1-2-3 fifth inning. And we'll head to the sixth. It's 6-1 Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Brews by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth inning, Sam Wells out yet again. His first pitch is down low to Nunez. Wells has been fantastic thus far in five innings. Three hits, one run, five strikeouts. The 1-0 is a strike, 1-1, just 69 pitches thus far. As Nunez, who's reached base twice, he walked in the first, singled to right. In the third, breaking ball, that's a strike, 1-2. Wells has been around the plate all evening. And the count, 1-2. Wells throws, this is hit sharply towards third. It's going to be a fair ball down the line. Zimmerman chases it down. It goes all the way into the corner. Around first is Nunez. He will be into second. He's going to try for third, and now he's going to hold up. So a leadoff double for Nunez. And now the Indians trying to show some life here in the sixth inning, and that'll bring up Zion Covington-Hunt. Nunez with his second hit of the game. He's been a tough out in this one. Hunt. A right-handed hitter steps in. First pitch is inside 1-0. He's 0-2, reached on the fielder's choice and grounded out to short. Good spot to bring in a run here. Nunez with good speed. 1-0. That's a strike. 1-1. Duncan and then Pocky to follow. One. This is chopped foul. 1-2. Hunt last night was 0-4. The strikeout. Looking for his first hit of the series. Both teams 3-4 coming into tonight's contest. 1-2. It fouls straight back. Remains 1-2.
Please report behind the home team dugout now, please.
Wells.
Thank you.
Trying to get out of this hitting. The 45s have their bullpen up here in the sixth. Not sure how many pitches Wells will be able to throw as he gets Hunt directly in the back, right between the numbers. So it'll be first and second. Nobody out for Davey Duncan now. Barrick Fasking, with faith in his pitcher, doesn't even need to go out and have a chat with him. Gallegos is the pitcher warming up down in the pen for the 45s. The left-hander just getting up, starting to throw now. His first pitch is down low, 1-0. This has been the Indians' best chance since the first. First and second, nobody out. Trailing by five. The pitch, that's a strike, 2-1. Or 1-1, excuse me. Duncan is 0-2, does have an RBI. He's grounded out to short twice. 1-1 is fouled back right in the area of some cars.
Oh.
And a loud noise, meaning it looked like it hit something. 1-2. Wells comes set, looks back at Nunez, who's got a good lead. 1-2, and Duncan called for time just ahead of that pitch, as Wells did come home with it, but it'll be ruled no pitch. One, two. DeBrett goes all the way over towards second, and now Wells will step off. Nunez is a little bit of a pest out there at second. He's making Wells think about him. 1-2. Hit on the ground towards second. It's going to get by Pritchard into right, a base hit. Murphy. Murphy's throw to the plate is going to be late, and a RBI single for Duncan, and it's 6-2. Nunez, who got a great jump off the bat, was safe easily, and it's first and second, nobody out, and now Barrick Fasking will come out and have a talk with his right-hander. 80 pitches now for Wells. Just gave up his fifth hit and second run. First and second, two down. Looks like Wells is going to stay out there. Gallegos is still getting warmed up down in the pen. Has a quick chat. Basically, probably I would say just, well, hey, let's get a ground ball. That last ground ball probably would have been out if the infielders weren't in double play depth, but it was hit pretty hard into right. Jason Pocky will come to the plate. He is 1-for-2. He struck out on the first and singled the center. Hunt is at second, Duncan at first. Squares around a bunt, and he fouled this one back. Because I think he did, just based on everybody stopping, but the home plate umpire did not put his hands up to rule it foul. 0-1. Wells comes set. 0-1. That's a strike outside corner with a fastball. 0-2. Now with 0-2, Carlson will back up after Pocky showed bunt earlier in the at-bat. Will Height still playing in front of the runner, Duncan at first. This is hit out towards right field. Out and towards his right is Murphy. He's not going to get there. It's going to be a base hit. Holding at third is Covington Hunt. And now the bases will be loaded with nobody out here in the sixth inning. Didn't really catch that one all that clean. It was off the end of the bat. Looks like Murphy didn't get a great read on the ball because he had to go laterally towards his left in the right center to cut it off and then eventually came in.
Number three, Sean Jackson.
Sean Jackson will be a pinch hitter here for Brown.
Sean strikes out. All beers are up. The rest of the inning.
Jackson was last night's starting pitcher. Left-handed hitter steps in with the bases loaded. First pitch, swing and a miss. Got a foul tipped it just a bit. It's 0-1. Hunt at third, Duncan at second, Pocky at first. Bases loaded with a tying run at the plate here in the sixth. This pitch is fouled straight back. 0-2. Scared a couple of kids directly behind home plate. Wells way ahead, it's 0-2. Next one pitch will be number 86 in the night. For Wells, working out of the windup here with the bases loaded. The 0-2, that's outside. Kessel tried to frame it, maybe just a bit low as well. 1-2. Big Big leads all the way around. 1-2. Changed up. Ooh. Just high and outside. 2-2. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-2. Bring him up, strike three. And the beer batter goes down for the second time tonight. Sean Jackson is called out on strikes. And that'll bring up, and Andrew Shaw now will come to the plate. One out, and the bases are still low. That's a big out right there because now a double play can get you out of the inning. Infield pinched towards the middle. Pritchard and DeBrecht, who both have good range. First pitch is a breaking ball. Misses outside. Kessel quite a little frustrated with the call there behind the plate. 1-0. Shaw is 0-2. He popped out to second and reached on a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Kessel was set up on the outside part of the play. That pitch ran in. And now Shaw in a good spot here to do some damage. Can the tying run is at the plate here in the sixth. 6-2. 2-0 is up high. 3-0. Amakuchi would be next. The 3-0. That's inside. Ball four, and a run will come in. And it's 6-3. And now Barrett Fask is going to come out again, and he's going to motion for the left-hander. So that will end the Sam Wells' night. He'll be responsible for all three base runners on here in the inning. But he will leave with 5 1/3 so far, and that'll bring in left-hander Gallegos. We'll take a break. 6-3, our score. We're midway through the top of the first inning here on KCNR 1460.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride, Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out what's happening in Sacramento. What are all of these laws, including the newest bill that says you can only have 55 gallons of water to use daily? What's the impact on people up here in Northern California? This and Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, wild play here as Gallegos comes in. His first pitch is grounded to third. Duncan, who was on third, was forced out at the plate. Then a throw to first, not in time. Wilhide over at first, mishandled it, which allowed the runner at third, who advanced Pocky, to come in to score. And it's 6-4. This is hit towards first. The first pitch from Terrell. Slowly, Wilhide's got it on the hop. He'll step on the bag. And that will end the inning. All three runs are going to be charged to Wells. Two of them earned, one unearned. So Wells is ninth. He'll finish with 5 1/3 with 4 runs on 6 hits. We'll head to the bottom of the 6th inning. The 45 is now lead by just 2 here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Jackson Murphy will lead us off here in the bottom of the sixth inning after the Indians put up 3 runs on the top half to cut the lead to 6-4. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. This ball is ripped down the left field line, but foul. About 10 feet shy of the wall, 0-1. Murphy has struck out swinging twice. Schultz is back out there again. After 105 pitches through the first 5 innings. The 0-1 to Murphy. Change up is up high, 1-1. The 1-1, change up down low, 2-1. That's a strike on the outside half, 2-2. And Murphy's now in risk of going down, striking out for the third consecutive time in this game, 2-2. Murphy, then Pritchard at the top of the order, 2-2, chop towards third. Pocky is actually, the shortstop's going to charge, he's got it, the nice easy throw to first. Now we'll tag Murphy for the first out. And that'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Pritchard tonight is 1-for-2 with a triple, a run, and 2 stolen bases.
Your second baseman, number 23, Lane Pritchard.
Pritchard, left-handed hitter, steps in. First pitch is up high, 1-0. We'll I said it pregame. I thought Schultz was going to have to go deep into this game to give the bullpen at least a little bit of a rest after a long night last night. So far, he's done that. 1-0 is a strike. 1-1 looked to be a little bit low, but evens the count at 1. As we reach 9 o'clock here on a Friday night, 1-1. That is down low, 2-1. Outfield straight away. Pritchard flied out to center last time. 2-1 in the dirt, 3-1. I would imagine if Schultz allows a runner to reach, that would probably do it for his night. One. This is lined back up the middle and a base hit. Second hit of the night for Lane Pritchard after a three-hit night last night. And a one-out single, and that'll bring up Lorenzo Dubrecht.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Dubrecht.
Dubrecht, 2-for-3, homered back in the fourth inning in his last at-bat, doubled the right center in the first. He's got two RBIs and two runs scored. Big lead over at first for Pritchard. And I mean a big lead. Now they're going to step off and throw back to first. Pritchard dives back safely. Looked like my prediction was incorrect. As Schultz is going to stay out there. Bullpen is active for the Indians. Again, the throw back to first. Now time is called as the first baseman, Hunt, just had to switch gloves. Maybe broke a string in his glove? I'm not sure. Dubrecht still waiting for his first pitch here. Pritchard still staying with a pretty big lead at first. Insurance runs here in the middle innings will be important. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Runners on the move. Pitch is down low. The throw to second. It is not in time. Third stolen base of the game for Lane Pritchard. He's 3-for-3 on the night in that category, and now Duncan's going to come out and have a talk with Schultz. Schultz, a pretty quick delivery as well. He's got a quick delivery, but Pritchard is just reading him well. A good throw. Pritchard just too quick. That last pitch was actually ruled a strike. I thought it was down low. But a late call by the home plate umpire. 1-1. Pritchard in scoring position at second with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 6-4, Colt 45s. Lorenzo Dubrecht, the 45 RBI leader at the plate. This pitch is a strike. It's 1-2. Dubrecht thought that one was high. Maybe he was looking to see what the pitch count, the count of the, for him, the batter is. Schultz, the 1-2. That is down low. 2-2. Good eye there from Dubrecht. And again, Duncan's going to go out and have a chat with him. Pritchard, I think, is stealing signs at second. So they're going to switch up the order of the pitch call there.
If we could make up our minds.
2-2. Sometimes that'll happen from it's pretty much dusk out here. The lights shining down here on the diamond. Schultz steps back on the 2-2. This is popped straight up. And it's going to get foul and just out of play on the first base dugout. It'll remain 2-2. That was pitch number 120 from Schultz. Two and two. Schultz takes a peek at Pritchard back to second as he comes set. Now throws. Changeup outside. 3-2. Open base over there at first with one out and a runner on second with Jake Gozo on deck. Debrecht, who's been red hot, three hits in the series already, had four RBIs last night, has two again tonight. Two for three, runners on the move. Changeup or breaking ball is hit foul sharply down the left field line, backing out of play. They'll stay 3-2. Pritchard had that base stolen. Three and two. Spins and throws back to second. Nearly goes into center. Pritchard will hold at second. Schultz trying to get out of this inning. One out, runner on second. 3-2, changeup, swing, and a miss. Debrecht goes down, swinging on the off-speed pitch, and that's the second out here in the sixth. And here comes Jake Gozo.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo tonight, 1-for-3, a triple, RBI, and a run scored. All of that coming back in the first inning. A four-run first inning for the 45s. First pitch to the right-handed hitter is outside and low, 1-0. Marcus Wilhite would be next. It's a big out for Schultz to set down Debrecht, who's been the Colt 45s one of their hottest hitters. 1-0. Schultz throws. Is his hit on the ground into the hole. Tough play over at short for Paul. He's got it going to his right. Throws across his body. It is not in time. The run will come in to score. And it's 7-4. Pritchard was on the crack of the bat and on the throw to first that was unable to be picked out of the dirt by Hunt. It ricocheted off the glove over towards the second baseman Nunez and allowed Pritchard to come in to score easily. And it's 7-4. Marcus Wilhite now will come to the plate. Left-handed hitter. Schultz still out there. First pitch, and it hits him. And Wilhite will reach base for the second time tonight on a hit-by-pitch. Timeout is called, and we might have a pitching change here. The bullpen is empty, however. I think whoever was down there who had a jersey or had a sweatshirt on, it was tough to see, is
Dan Smith.
Appears to be ready, but they're going to let Schultz finish the inning. Kessel at the plate, Gozo at second, Wilhite at first. Kessel tonight is grounded out twice, reached on the fielder's choice, does have an RBI.
Your catcher, number
16, Kessel, the Simpson University
Wilson
grad.
Kessel.
Kessel, the right-hander, steps in trying to give Colt 45s a little extra padding here in the sixth. 7-4 our score. First pitch to Kessel. This is popped up. This is on the infield, but in foul territory. Hunt going back. Nunez racing back, and no one's going to get this one. Is that one carried? Back over into right. That was a tough play. Looked like off the bat it was going to be just in foul territory right by first base, but it carried, and it's 0-1. 0-1. Kessel looking for his first hit of the night. Schultz comes set at the belt, throws, changeup, got him. Looking there, 0-2. Had him way out on his front foot, and now Kessel's down in the count, 0-2. Schultz deals the 0-2. This is down low, 1-2. In the seventh for Fairfield, they'll have Thornley, Nunez, and Covington Hunt, the top of the order. They scored three runs in the sixth. I imagine Gallegos will be back out there again. This pitch is in the dirt, 2-2. Gallegos recorded the final two outs. Gozo at second, Will Hyde at first. Two out. 2-2 pitch up and coming. 7-4 our score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-2. Bring him up, strike three. And that will end the inning. 45's get one back. We'll head to the seventh. 7-4. Colt 45's with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tyler Thornley leads off for the Fairfield Indians here in the top half of the seventh inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. First pitch is fouled straight back near the press box. Almost hung on to 0-1. Gallegos just used two pitches to end the sixth inning. Pitches down low, 1-1, left-handed pitcher. Winds and throws. This is up high, 2-1. Gallegos, before entering this game, this is his third appearance, 4 2/3 innings. 11 hits, 9 runs with a large ERA. This is popped up. Shallow right field. Murphy coming in. Pritchard coming out. Murphy will be the one making the play for the first out here in the seventh. Mickey Nunez now will step to the plate. He's 2-for-2. He's reached base in all three plate appearances. Walked in the first. Singled to right and doubled down the left field line back in the sixth inning. He actually got everything going in the last half inning. First pitch is breaking ball. It didn't break much. 1-0. Left it up high. Nunez and then Covington Hunt. 1-0. It's up and in. 2-0. Four runs, six hits, one error, five runners left on base for the Indians. 2-0, who is also up and in. Now 3-0 for the 45, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 7 runners left on base. The 1-2-3 hitters for the 45s all have 2 hits. And as well as Kobe Zimmerman out of the 8 spot, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs. The 3-0, that's right there, 3-1. DeBrecht and Gozo each with 2 RBIs as well, and Kessel with an RBI out of the 5th spot. Duncan, the catcher, has 2 RBIs. He's 1-for-3. This is lifted out towards right field. Murphy comes in a little bit. He will make the catch for the second out as he's gotten checked on twice this inning. And that'll bring up Covington Hunt with the 2 outs and the bases empty. Oh for 2 with a run scored. In the 6th, he was hit in the back. First pitch is hit towards third on the hop. Carlson's got it, throws across the diamond in time, and that will end the inning. Seventh inning stretch time is the 1-2-3 inning for Gallegos. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. 7-4, Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake. Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your Holiday Harbor vacation today.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you.
Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Fans here in the bottom of the seventh inning get a little opportunity to stretch. We have a new pitcher for the Fairfield Indians here in the seventh. Number 37, Paul Campeyes, is the left-handed pitcher we'll face against Eric Carlson, Anthony Gallotti, and Kobe Zimmerman, the 6-7-8 hitters here in the bottom of the seventh. 7-4, Colt 45's. Here on a Friday night in Game 2, the 45s looking to get to 500 with the win tonight. Both teams 3-4 coming into this game. 45s last night with a 23-2 victory. Obviously, things very different tonight. Pretty competitive game throughout. Three runs from the Indians in the top of the sixth to cut the lead to 2. And then 45s answered with a run in the bottom of the sixth to extend it back to 3. So Eric Carlson leading off against Campeyes at his first batter of the game here out of relief. A long night for the starter, Schultz. Over 125 pitches. First pitch up and away, 1-0, not close. Carlson over 2. He's walked and scored 2 runs, reached on an error. Looking for his first hit of the night. One and oh. Campeyes working out of the stretch. Throws. That's a strike. 1-1. 17 walks last night for the Colt 45s. Tonight, just 1. It's called making a good adjustment. You'll take that as a coaching staff for sure. 1-1. Swinging lined into right field. That's going to be a leadoff single for Eric Carlson. His first hit of the night. A sharply hit ground ball through the hole. And a leadoff single. That'll bring up Anthony Gallotti. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. The left-handed hitting Gallotti steps in. Carlson with good speed at first, always a threat to run, is on here to lead off the inning. Gallotti tonight is 0-2. He was hit by a pitch back in the first inning and struck out swinging twice. Looking for his first hit of the contest. First pitch, yeah, it's up and in. Gallotti turns out of the way, 1-0. Tomorrow night, game 3 of this series, 7:15. And then Sunday, the finale at 6:15 here at historic Tiger Field. First 4-game series of the year here at home. 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Duncan behind the plate with a little trouble squeezing that one, but Carlson doesn't go anywhere. 2-0. Campeyes back on the mound. Comes set for what seems like an eternity. Carlson's been reading him over there at first, so we'll see if he's going to go here soon. Two looks, and now here's the 2-0. This is in the dirt and good pick by Duncan, but now it's 3-0. Still comes set now, throws. That's high for ball 4. So a leadoff base hit and now a walk, and it's first and second, nobody out for Kobe Zimmerman, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs today.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Next week, the 45s will play 5 consecutive games. They'll start on Wednesday against the Humboldt Crabs for a short 2-game series, and then On Friday, we'll begin a three-game series with the Solano Mudcats that won't finish up until Sunday, the 17th, which is Father's Day. So a lot of opportunities next week to come out and check out a game. Carlson on at second, Galati at first. 7-4 our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch is a strike, a fastball on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Campos, I think, took a little off to locate there. 0-1. Bullpen already up and rolling now for the Indians. Long set for Campos. 0-1. That's high. 1-1. Not quite finishing that pitch. 1-1. Zimmerman doubled the left in the first inning and tripled the right center in the third. He struck out in the fifth. He's got two RBIs, but they're shaded way towards right center. This one's fouled back towards a car. And it's 1-2. Amakuchi, who's in right, playing way over in right center, anything down the line will likely score two runs. Center fielder Terrell is playing in left center here against a Zimmerman. 1-2. Campos comes set, looks at each runner, comes home. This is hit foul and nearly hits a moving car. 1-2. In the top of the eighth inning for Fairfield, they'll have Duncan, Pocky, and Jackson. Well, depending on if Jackson's going to stay in at the designated hitter who pinch hit for Ike Brown earlier. Still 1-2 against the right-handed hitting Zimmerman. Left-hander now spins back towards second. Checking on Carlson, no throw. Infield double play depth, Shaw even with the bag at third. Covington Hunt over at first, playing behind the runner, Galati. 1-2. Long set for Campos, now throws. Just high, 2-2. Ten hits now for the 45s here tonight. Seven runs in air. Seven runners left on base. Zimmerman looking for his third hit of the night. The 2-2 offering. This is hit towards left, but out in front and foul down the third base line. Still 2-2. This next pitch will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat. The clouds have completely cleared here. It was overcast to start the game. The sun peeked through a couple times in the third and the fourth, but have disappeared here as night has fallen. This 2-2 is fouled back, headed towards a car, but one hops the tree. It's 2-2. Four foul balls now for Kobe Zimmerman. This will be pitch number 8. Coming up, Carlson led off the inning with a single. Galati walked. That's where we're at currently. Carlson's at second. Galati at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-4. Again, here is the 2-2. And it's in the dirt. 3-2. Good stop by Duncan. Keep that one in front of him. Holds the runners. See if the runners look to make something happen here. Full count. Carlson with good speed at second. The 3-2 offering. Swing and fouled back. Still 3-2. This next pitch will be the 10th of the at-bat. A good battle brewing here between Kampeis and Zimmerman. The southpaw and the right-handed hitter. Shaw now going to go and have a chat. The third baseman gives a quick word to Kampeis. And imagine something about the runner here. Maybe they go give a little bit closer. Kampeis comes set. Again, it's 3-2. Nobody out. Two on. And he will wheel back to second, just checking on Carlson. So we'll do it again. This next pitch will be the 10th of the at-bat. Or, excuse me, actually the 11th. A 3-2. Runners are on the move. This is fouled away again. Zimmerman not going down without a fight here. Now six foul balls in the at-bat. The 12th pitch coming up. Kampeis working slowly here in the 7th. Taking his time in between pitches. Taking his time when he comes set. Four looks back to second. Huge lead by Carlson at second. He's off on the run. 3-2. This is hit on the ground towards short. It's through the legs of Pocky in the left. Around third is Carlson. He's going to score the throw into third. And Gladi is safe. A throwback to first. So one run will score. It is 8-4. It's going to be an error by the shortstop Pocky. 8-4. First and third, nobody out, and now the Indians, Coach Gerald Randleston's going to come out and have a chat with Kampeis. Brings the infield in as well. Looks like he will not make a change here. Just 18 pitches for Kampeis. That was a 12-pitch at-bat that ended in an error. That's a little frustrating. Could have been a double play ball as well. Murphy, who's 0 for 3 tonight, coming to the plate. First and third, nobody out here in the 7th. It's 8-4, Colt 45s. Gladi at third, Zimmerman at first. Right-handed hitter Murphy steps in. First pitch squares around the bunt. Pulls it back for a ball, 1-0.
Now batting 345, right fielder, number 19, Jackson Murphy.
Murphy, one of three Colt 45 hitters to not record a hit tonight. 1-0. Kampeis again working very slow. Comes set. Three looks over to first. Now comes home with it. It's in the dirt. 2-0. On its way. That's high for ball three. 3-0. Three and zero now. Kampeis is trying to avoid a walk here with the bases, runners on the corners, nobody out. 3-0. That is a strike. 3-1. Murphy taking all the way. Top of the order is coming up next. It'll be Lane Pritchard, who's been swinging a hot bat in this series. His five hits in the series. He would be next. 3-1. This is bunted down the first base line. Murphy is going to be tagged out. The run will score, and advancing to second is Zimmerman. So a bunt for an RBI.
RBI, Jackson Murphy.
And a sacrificed bunt, so he'll remain 0 for 3, but with an RBI.
Your second baseman, number 23,
Lane Pritchard now with a runner on second. It's 9-4 our score. Two runs coming home here in the seventh. Zimmerman with good speed at second. They're holding them on. Bluffing holding them on. First pitch to Pritchard is outside 1-0. Pritchard tonight, he's tripled the right center. Was hit by a pitch in the second. Flied out to center and then singled up the middle back in the sixth inning. The last inning, he also has two runs and three stolen bags tonight. The definition of a good leadoff hitter. Popped back out of play. 1-1. Fastball was up. One and one. Zimmerman at second, 9-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. This is it high out towards center field. Terrell is under it. Makes the catch. Zimmerman is going to try to go for third. The throw, it is not in time. Zimmerman goes from second to third on the fly ball, and Pritchard is now 2-for-4. That'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht.
Getting close to 2.5 hours of game time here. Debrecht trying to bring in that runner in from third. He's got two RBIs already on the day, and now time is called. Check that. It was a balk. So the run will score. I did not see where the balk was. We had a balk. We had two balks last night that scored runs, and again, one here tonight. And so that run will come into score. Now Lorenzo Debrecht, will bat with the bases empty here in the bottom of the seventh. Three runs now home. First pitch to the shortstop, Debrecht. This is hit out towards right field. Yamaguchi going over. He's not going to get there. It falls in front of him for a base hit. Debrecht is going to hold it first. His third hit of the night. And that'll bring up Jake Gozo.
You're that boy, Sam Smith.
Yeah! Here comes designated hitter Jake Gozo. 2-for-4 tonight. He's tripled, brought in two runs. Also has an infield single. Wind's starting to pick up here. Going out towards right center. First pitch to the right-handed Gozo is a fastball up a little too high, 1-0. Debrecht at first, the 1-0. Gozo fouls this one back. And that is just missing cars. And that was one of those scary foul balls that had kind of a lot on it. It wasn't just hit straight up. It had momentum going forward as well. And that's the one that will do some damage. 1-1. Those swings and misses, 1-2. Campos looking to get out of the inning. 30 pitches in the inning for him. 1-2. Comes home. 1-2. This is hit down the right field line and deep. Hooking, and it's going to go foul right at the wall in right field. It stays 1-2. Dozo homered last night. Was about 10 feet away from doing it on that last swing of the bat. Still 1-2. Campos delivers. Again popped up. This time fouling down the first baseline, and no one's going to get it. Still 1-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat will be coming up. Golden State Warriors sweeping the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, and now it becomes the story of where is LeBron going to go in the offseason. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Sports Talk, as well as recap these last two games for the 45s. The 1-2 again popped up. That's going to get out of play. One and two. And the umpire needs some new baseballs. This seventh inning dragging on a little bit. The bullpen was active for the 45s. It looks like it's Jake Parent down there, but he's now standing and watching. Again, the 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back off the screen. Just got a piece. And that is now four consecutive foul balls for Jake Gozo. Still 1-2. Two out here in the bottom of the 7, 10 to 4, 45s. 1-2. Hit on the ground. Past the dive of Shaw into left field. A base hit. DeBrecht is around second. He's going to be around there. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate is not in time. An RBI double for Jake Gozo. His third hit and third RBI of the night. And it's 11 to 4.
Gozo!
DeBrecht scored all the way from first, and now Marcus Wilhite will try to keep it going. Campi's trying to end this inning, a four-run seventh here for the Colt 45s. First pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Bullpen empty for the Indians. They're riding with Campos pretty much no matter what here in the seventh. There was an error earlier by Pocky at short. A hard hit ground ball that went through his legs. 1-0. That's a strike, 1-1. Still 1-1. Lefty on lefty. The pitch. Down low and away. 2-1. Will Hyde is 1-for-3 tonight. He struck out, then grounded out, singled the second, was hit by a pitch in the last inning. 1-for-3. Again, the wind's starting to pick up here tonight. 2-1. This is lifted foul, third base side, back and out of play. 2-2. Campos trying to get out of the inning here. The 2-2, this is lifted out towards shallow center field. In comes Terrell. He calls everybody off and will make the catch. And that will end the inning. Four runs come in for the Colt 45s. They extend their lead to 11-4. We're heading to the eighth inning. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Davey Duncan will lead off for the Fairfield Indians here in the top half of the eighth inning, 11-4. Guy goes back out for his third inning of work as he didn't finish the seventh inning. This hit is shallow towards center field. Galati's going to come in on the move. He'll make the catch. And a first pitch out for the left-hander Gallegos. And that'll bring up Paulke. Caught that one off the end of the bat. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. Paulke's first pitch is outside, maybe a little bit high. 1-0. He's 2-for-3 so far tonight, singled in the fourth and the sixth, and came around to score in that sixth inning. Three-run sixth inning for the Indians. High and away again, 2-0. Jackson is on deck. He struck out looking in his last at-bat. I believe James Humphrey is going to be the starter in Game 3 tomorrow for the Colt 45s, the right-hander. Check swing is fouled, 2-1.
Kids, if you'd like to play Lose Your Shoes, report behind the home team dugout now, please. Lose Your Shoes.
Looks like Humphrey's down in the bullpen now, just soft tossing, little throw in here. Loosening up his arm, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. I don't think that's anything about him coming into this game. It just has to do with keeping the arm loose, so he's ready to go for tomorrow. The bullpen is up, however. I believe it is Jake Parent, 2-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Blew the fastball by him, and with two down, that'll bring up Sean Jackson. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Two and zero is up high. 3-0. Guy goes losing the strike zone a little bit against Jackson. Jackson struck out looking in his only at bat where he pinched hit in the sixth inning. 45s will have Kessel, Carlson, and Galati. This pitch is up high. Ball four. That'll bring up Andrew Shaw. Just five walks combined in the game. After last night's game, where it seemed like every at-bat was a walk. First pitch is a strike to the right-handed hitting Andrew Shaw, 0-1. Shaw's 0-2, but he's walked and brought in a run on an RBI on a fielder's choice. The 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. Looked like he was very close to that pitch. Gallegos trying to get out of the inning with very limited pitches here in the eighth. The 0-2, fouled back and out of play. Still 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That'll end the inning. A pair of strikeouts for Gallegos. We will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. 45s will be coming up. It's Kessel, Carlson, and Galati here on KCNR 1460.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Back here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45s with 11-4 to lead. New pitcher for the Fairfield Indians. It is the right-hander Hidari Wadley, who played second base last night, was warming up in the pen earlier. Hard-throwing right-hander. He was warming up in the fifth inning and then sat down for a few innings, and now he is coming in here, I imagine, for the eighth and ninth, the duration of this one. He'll be facing off against Wilson Kessel, Eric Carlson, and Anthony Galati. Reminder, folks, tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spas, locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. Game three of this series coming up tomorrow night, 7:15, first pitch, and then the finale, game four, on Sunday night, 6:15. And then we'll be back in action next Wednesday for a two-game series against the Humboldt Crabs for Wednesday and Thursday, and then a three-game series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Solano Mudcats. So, only a two-day break for the 45s, if you're counting. Nine games in 11 nights. That's a lot of baseball. Wilson Kessel, again, will lead it off, as now they're making Wadley remove that sleeve from his pitching arm. We saw that happen last night as well. You can't have anything off-color and non-jersey-colored on your throwing arm.
Your catcher, number 16, Wilson Kessel.
Wilson Kessel now will step in. 11-4 our score. Wadley's first pitch is a strike, 0-1. It's probably the hardest fastball we've seen from the Fairfield Indians in this series. Probably touching mid-80s. 0-1. Chop towards second. Nunez can't hang on. And Kessel's going to reach, and I think that's going to be an error. It is. That'll be the third error for the Indians on the game. So the leadoff hitter is on, Wilson Kessel. Eric Carlson will step to the plate, 1-for-3. He scored 3 runs in this contest. Galati's on deck. Nobody out here in the 8th inning. And there's a pitch that goes by to the backstop, and Kessel's going to advance to second on the wild pitch. Now an RBI opportunity for Carlson. Two and oh. This is foul back right field side, 0-1. Two and one. That's a strike, 2-2. This is hit out towards right field. Amicucci a few steps back now over. Hill will make the catch. Kessel's going to advance to third. And there's the first out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Anthony Galati now will come to the plate. Galati is 0-for-2. He's walked and scored a run. He struck out twice.
Your center fielder, number 17, Anthony Galati.
With one out, just a ground ball up the middle, will score a run or a fly ball to medium deep into the outfield. Could bring in Kessel, who's got pretty good wheels for a catcher. Working from the windup, the pitch. That is fastball up high, 1-0. Indians got to be happy with the way their pitching staff has handled tonight's contest after a rough night last night. Just 3 pitchers thus far after what seemed to be like they went through most of their bullpen last night, just 5 pitchers, but that pitch is swung on a miss, 1-1. Seemed like it was going to be a long 4-game series with limited arms, the 1-1. That's inside, 2-1. This is hit out towards left, but foul, 2-2. Two and two. Wadley trying to get a strikeout here to hopefully leave the runner over at third. Infield back, Shaw in at third. 2-2. Hit right at the on-deck batter, Zimmerman, who has to get out of the way. 2-2. So pretty sharply as well. That'll wake you up over there in the on-deck circle. Two again. Ooh, just missed outside. 3-2. For the Colt 45s tonight, 11 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 8 runners left on base. For the Indians, 4 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 6 runners left on base. 3-2. In the dirt ball 4. Kessel thought about trying to advance and will hold up. And now it's first and third, one out for Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman tonight, 2-for-4. First pitch is outside, 1-0 to right-handed hitting Zimmerman, righty on righty. 2-for-4 is a triple and double with 3 RBIs and a run scored. Reach on an error back in the last inning. Kessel at third, Galati at first. This is outside with the soft stuff, 2-0. Jackson Murphy's on deck. Popped up. Shallow right field. Amakuchi coming in. He will make the catch. Kessel's going to tag and try to score. The throw to the plate is not in time. It's a sacrifice fly for Kobe Zimmerman. His 4th RBI of the night. And with 2 down, Jackson Murphy will come to the plate. It's 12-4 now. For the Colt 45s.
Your right fielder, number 19, Jackson Murphy.
Murphy's 0-for-3, but had an RBI in his last at-bat with a sacrifice bunt. He struck out twice thus far. Right-handed hitter stepping in. Galati still on at first. Top of the order coming up next in the 9th inning. For the Indians, they'll have 8-9-1. Amakuchi, Terrell, and then Thornley. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Things definitely slowing down in the sports world after the NBA Finals today. NHL Finals also over as that pitch is outside, 2-0. Pretty much baseball and with World Cup soccer coming up. And that is essentially it. French Open's going on right now in tennis. 2-0. Down low, 3-0. That's a strike, 3-1. NBA draft's coming up later this month. MLB draft just took place, I believe, earlier this week. 3-1. And that's ball 4. Galati will advance to second. Murphy will go down to first, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard.
Your second baseman, number 23, Lane Pritchard.
Pritchard, 2-for-4. He's got 3 stolen bags, triple and 2 runs scored. Been a nice night for him. It's been a nice series for him. He had 3 hits last night. So a 5-hit series this far. Looking to add on here. 12-4. 45s with the lead. And will most likely be their last chance. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Interesting to see if Gallegos is going to come back out for the 9th inning. It looks like Jake Parent's been down there in the bullpen, heated up for quite a while. 0-1 is down low, 1-1. Parent, I think, is 45's closer in most games, although hasn't had a closing opportunity or a save opportunity. This is hit up the middle. Pocky's got it. He'll flip the second. And he's safe. It was dropped by Nunez. Pocky took his time trying to go to Nunez at second. And I think that's going to be air on Nunez. So the inning will continue. Nunez just said to Pocky, why not go to first there?
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo
Dobrecht. Lorenzo Dobrecht will come to the plate with the bases loaded here in the bottom of the eighth as this inning is going to continue after the air. It's the fourth air for the Indians. Here on the night, two out, bases loaded. Dobrecht takes a big cut, swings through at 0-1. Dobrecht is 3-for-5, a home run, double, two RBIs, and three runs scored. Stat sheet stuffing night for the Colt 45 shortstop. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball blew by him. It's 0-2. Wildly trying to get out of the inning. Nowhere to put Dobrecht, the 0-2 pitch. Short ring him up, strike three. And a favorable call for the Indians. The Colt 45s get one more run in the eighth inning. We'll head to the ninth. 12-4 our score. We'll see who comes out when we come back here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear. Black Bear Diner.
Time. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights, Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at 7:30, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets, just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you girls breathless. Breathless. Make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. It's playtime. Hunks the Show. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back here at the top of the ninth inning. 45 is trying to finish off the Fairfield Indians here in game two. It's 12-4 in the top of the ninth. Amicucci will lead it off for the Indians, the eighth place batter, followed by Jordan Terrell and then Tyler Thornley. Gallegos is back out there to finish this one off. It looks like Jake Parent will not come in here. First pitch is swung and fouled straight back. 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Affordable Spa. It's locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average company. This is a breaking ball rule to strike. 0-1 looked a little bit up, but ruled strike two. Outfield straight away. Amicucci's 0-for-3 tonight. 0-2 is way high. 1-2. He struck out, grounded out, and reached on the fielder's choice. One and two. That is high. 2-2. Gallegos deals the 2-2. Breaking ball, got him looking for the first out here in the ninth. And the 45s are two outs away. And that'll bring up Jordan Terrell. Terrell's 0 for 3 tonight. He batted in the leadoff spot last night and now in the ninth spot. His first pitch is fouled back. 0-1. 11 runners left on base for the 45s tonight. 12 runs and 12 hits. The Indians with 4 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors, and 6 runners left on base. The 0-1, he checked swing. Did he go? They're not even going to appeal, so it's a ball anyway. High, 1-1. One once in the dirt. 2-1. Eight-run lead for the Colt 45s. Fairfield scored in the first, just one run, and then again with three runs in the sixth, but have been held at bay other than that. Here is the 2-1 pitch. Ripped towards third, past the dive of Carlson into left field, a base hit. Terrell is around first. He's going to head into second, and he will be in there with a stand-up one-out double. Here in the ninth, first hit of the night for Terrell. And that'll bring up Tyler Thornley. And he's not going down without a fight here in the ninth. Terrell's going to have a huge lead at second. Thornley is 1 for 3. First pitch, breaking ball. It's a strike. It gets away from Kessel on the pass ball. And that'll put Terrell 90 feet away. This is lined towards short, right at the shortstop to Breck for the out. Holding at third is Terrell. And that'll bring up Mickey Nunez. Nunez is 2 for 3 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Two out, runner on third. 45's an out away from getting to 500 and taking game two. First pitch is a changeup for a strike, 0-1. Checked his swing. Ruled the ball down low. Are they going to appeal? He ruled a balls. He did not go around. 1-1. Guy goes to the 1-1. This is lifted out towards shallow left field. Zimmerman coming in. He calls everybody off and will make the catch. And that is the ball game. The final score of the Colt 45s, 12. The Fairfield Indians, 4 here in Game 2. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Cineramas presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Brews by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the postgame show here. The Colt 45s take game two, 12-4. The final line score for the Fairfield Indians. They scored once in the first, three in the sixth for four runs, seven hits, four errors for the Colt 45s. They scored four times in the first inning, once in the third, the fourth, and the sixth, four times again in the seventh, and once in the eighth for 12 runs on 12 hits and one error. The winning pitcher is Sam Wells, who went five and a third, gave up six hits, three earned runs, two walks, six strikeouts. Paul Gallegos was fantastic out of the bullpen, three and two-thirds innings pitch, just one hit, no runs. He struck out. Three. The losing pitcher is Hayden Schultz, who threw a whopping 131 pitches, six innings, nine hits, six earned runs, and he had eight strikeouts. Game time is just over 3 hours, 3 hours and 2 minutes at the 7-11 first pitch time. The multiple hit games for Lane Pritchard, who was 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored. Lorenzo Dobrec, 3-for-6 with 3 runs scored and 2 RBIs. Jake Gozo, 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. And Kobe Zimmerman, 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs. For the Fairfield Indians, Nicky Nunez was 2-for-4. Jason Paulke was also 2-for-4, the only multiple hit players for the Indians. Well, tomorrow night's game will be at 7:15, first pitch, with the pregame show taking place at 7:05. Our thanks to our sponsor tonight, Affordable Spas. They are locally owned and operated by Robert and Cindy Andrade. They believe that service is what separates a fine company from an average recovery. For our producer, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton saying so long. The 45 is getting back to 500 with a game to 12-4 victory over the Fairfield Indians here on KCNR 1460. Have a great rest of your evening.
They are rants, but they are not journalism. I can tell you that much for sure. It's good to be a Democrat, I guess, as I'm fond of saying, because these news organizations, Democrats don't have to do anything. They can just go to lunch. They can abuse their staff, and it's no big deal. They can, you know, I love this thing. One of the stories that that got me going this morning was the attacks on Scott Pruitt, the EPA chief. The Washington Post has a lengthy piece today on Scott Pruitt and all of his evils, all of the things that he's done wrong. And I'm looking at all the things that he's done. The Washington Post, they went to work on putting together a list of 10 things. And I laughed at least 8 of them. And I'm thinking, I was listening to what I heard on CNN, and I thought, boy, really the Scott Pruitt guy is causing a lot of trouble. He's kind of becoming an embarrassment to the president. And I went on the Internet. And I found this brand new from last night, Washington Post piece, Scott Pruitt's 10 most terrible things. And I read them. I'm like, really? That's what you got? That's it. It's what they've got a new one now. They say that he asked staff or security personnel to go look for lotion for him, his favorite kind of lotion. This is what they say. Now, they should do similar stories about Democrat members of Congress, because that would fill 24 hours every day. And I could start listing them for you, because there have been a couple of stories about Democrat members of Congress abusing their staff and using them as personal valets and worse. And, of course, it's a one-day story on page 24 in the Washington Post, and then they move on to, you know, getting – what do we have on Republicans? Do we have anything on Republicans? Because Now, I think when Republicans do it, it's a much bigger deal than when Democrats do it. And then, and it's and there's several things in this ridiculous Washington Post piece that, that I want to get to in a little bit, like the secure facility, the you know, the, it's a little soundproof booth like the Cone of Silence and Get Smart that they have in big government buildings when they're talking about classified things, a SCIF they call it, right? And Scott Pruitt at the EPA apparently spent tens of thousands of dollars to build a secure intelligence facility, SCIF, at the EPA, the Environmental Protect. Tens of thousands of dollars were spent, and the news media is outraged by this. They're, the Washington Post, they're like, this man must go. He spent tens of thousands of dollars building a secure intelligence facility at the EPA. And I was in the back of my mind, because I don't have Newsheimers. I remember things. And this is a danger to all of them, because if they remembered things, they wouldn't be able to say the things that they say every day. It was Ernest Moniz. You remember Ernest Moniz? He was the energy secretary to President Barack Hussein Obama II. He was, I believe, his second energy secretary. His first energy secretary was Stephen Chu. You may remember Stephen Chu. He rode his bicycle to work to show that he was an environmentalist. He lived in Washington, D.C., rode his bicycle to work to show that he was an environmentalist. But, of course, he's a cabinet secretary, so they had to have two Chevy Suburbans driving behind him real slow behind his bicycle. Because he's saving the environment, right? But he's got two Chevy Suburbans riding behind his bicycle at 3 miles an hour, polluting the air at, and going real slow. It took him four times as long to get to the EPA, to the energy department, because he's riding his bike. So he actually polluted more riding his bike to work than he would have if he had just taken a ride from the nice people in the big black SUVs. But he was, you know, it's show business. There, it's all theater. And besides, he wanted to, you know, get his exercise in. And this is the guy who said that he wanted gasoline prices to go to European levels of $8 or $9 an hour, right? $8 or $9 an hour. Because then we would use less gasoline. This was the idea. This is the idea. And they'll make everything more expensive, and then we'll use less of it. That's the big thing. Now, forgetting about the fact that trucks still have to bring food and tires and snow shovels and everything else, thus making everything more expensive for everyone. Now, they just leave that out of the equation, right? But he wanted to have all of these you know, more expensive gasoline. And then, and Barack Obama, you may remember, said that under his plan of cap and trade, electricity costs would necessarily skyrocket. That was his language. So they were doing everything they could, and they failed, thankfully, because they're feckless. Can you still say feckless, or is that now a dirty word? I'm not sure. You can say feckless there. And they're just the fecklessness of the administration and, of course, the free market prevented them from ruining the global gasoline market and the electricity market as well, although they tried. They did try. They wanted to make your great-grandmother sitting at the kitchen table shivering in her sweater while writing a check to the electric company just a little bit colder, because that way we'll save on end-of-life care. Well, the next energy secretary, Ernest Moniz, spent $1.2 million at the Department of Energy on his SCIF. On his SCIF, Scott Pruitt, dozens of dollars. $1.2 million. Seems fair. I don't know why that would be a problem. We'll be right back.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. brought to you by AbbVie.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Well, the news media is already busy calling the G7 summit a failure. It hasn't begun, but the media's verdict is already in because, the president's not doing what the news media says he should be doing. And on the North Korea summit, they've pretty much already determined that that will be a failure, too, because they've decided that President Trump hasn't done enough prep work because you got to get down in the weeds. You got to, like Boltnick did with that Iran deal. You got to sit at the table across from the people. You got to have all your folders, your three-ring binders, like Mitt Romney. You got to have binders and binders of And if you don't do that, then the media doesn't approve of you. So that's how they do that. Donald Trump, Newsweek reports, will leave G7 early to avoid meeting angry allies who want to talk about climate change and gender. He should leave early. Let me tell you something. They want to talk about the weather? Hey, how about this weather? Kooky, huh? Yeah, okay, I'm out of here. You know, Philip, check your watch. Hey, is your watch fast? Because I'm out of here. And this has got them very upset. After key U.S. allies lashed out at President Donald Trump for his trade policies this week, the White House announced that the president would be leaving Saturday's G7 meeting early. Now, yeah, what, you want to talk about the weather? What, gender? You want to talk about gender? What about it? Let's talk about gender, okay? Let's start with this. How many genders are there? Then let's take the discussion from there, wherever it may go.
Floppy, beefy goodness.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
I think they must all eat Nutty Buddies when they wake up in the morning. These news people, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. You'll be surprised to learn that the President of the United States is under attack by the news media today. For what? For what, Chris? Well, for a whole range of things. A panoply, if you will. Not the least of which is that the President has suggested that perhaps Russia should be allowed back into the G7. You know, it's this group of seven countries, the G7, and they have economic interests in common, and Western European countries. And for a while after the fall of the Soviet Union, we were trying to be nice, and we kind of let Russia come in as a junior member, as sort of a cub member. You know, we're the Boy Scouts, which are, of course, no longer called the Boy Scouts, just the Scouts. And they were kind of the Cub Scouts, because they didn't have much of an economy. It's like the size of Maryland's economy or something like that. So we had the G7 plus one for a while. They called the G8 for a couple of minutes, and the Russians were invited. Well, President Trump suggested this morning, that maybe Russia should be allowed back into the G7. It would be nice for everybody. Everybody would enjoy that. And Putin could bring the girls, you know, because he says they have the best in the world. And everybody loves them. So now they're going crazy, and they're yelling, what? I mean, isn't he afraid of the perception of Russian collusion? Now he wants to this. It's like a bizarro cargo cult at this point, these weirdnicks in the fake news media. And this is another indication to them of Russian collusion, is that he suggested maybe Russia be brought back into the fold. Now, it was the lefties that wanted to do it the first time around, of course, naturally. I mean, you know. And then President Trump made the fatal error, I guess, according to MSNBC and CNN, this morning of tweeting about our great Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup last night. Thank you very much. And the president did something really out there. He singled out Alex Ovechkin, the most valuable player, the highest scorer, the team captain, a hero of our nation, certainly a hero in Washington, D.C., and of the Washington Capitals. He singled out Ovechkin, and it's, again, they're going, doesn't he even care about the perception that there's Russian collusion back there? And, you know, in truth, of course, he's just, they're like the clown in the dunking tank, and he's throwing baseballs at them all day long. And they're too dumb to know that he's just making fun of them. He's working them. Every time he does one of the things, I'm convinced he smirks when he sends one of these things off, going, this ought to make him go crazy. And sure enough, it does. You just light the fuse, and they run off the reservation like crazy people, throwing stacks of paper in the air with their hair standing on end and their glasses crooked, like Joe Scarborough. These people are nuts. Completely nuts. Man. Yeah, I've got a little bit of Joe Scarborough today, too. His daily cry for help. He goes on television, honestly, there needs to be an intervention. This boy is, he's not well. He's unstable. He's nuts. So the president is headed off to Canada, to Quebec, where they speak French, to Charlevoix, I believe it's called Charlevoix, near Quebec City, as I saw reported on CNN. And the president, as I was reading earlier from Newsweek, plans to leave early before the Europeans get around to talking about climate change, a.k.a. the weather, and gender, a.k.a. their problem. You know? And the G7 is about economics. It's about trade deals. We have a trade imbalance with our friends in Europe. And the left, of course, assumes that it's okay. In fact, that it is the natural state of things, the natural order, that when we create trade deals with China, with Canada and Mexico, with our allies in Western Europe, who we've been propping up since the 1940s, that we're supposed to come out on the losing end of that. Because, don't you know, we're the richest country in the world. And they're just France and Switzerland and Germany and Great Britain. And, you know, and they all got together and sort of formed a wolf pack, and still they're a poodle. And we're the biggest economy in the world. And by the way, under President Trump, we are now the biggest economy ever, I believe. I read something yesterday. There is more economic activity in the United States of America than has ever existed in any country ever in the history of the world. Not that you're going to see that in a banner headline in the Dr. Evil Post or anything like that, but they fully expect that we will come out on the losing end, and that's the way that it should be, of any trade deal. That hundreds of billions of dollars in trade imbalance, trade deficit with Mexico, well, yeah, sure. Well, they need the money more than we. This is how we got to be $20 trillion in debt. $20 trillion. Dollars in debt. One of my favorite stats, I love it very much, so I cite it every now and then. I went on my Bomar calculator and did the math myself. If I owed you $1 million and paid you $1 a second, peeling them off from a big Tony Montana-like stack, peeling them off on the table, one, two, three, I'd give you that $1 million in 11 and a half days. If we wanted to pay down the national debt at the same rate of speed, it would take more than 630,000 years. All right. So the time from Jesus Christ until now, plus 628,000 years. That's the debt. All right. That's our national debt, which we're passing along to our beloved children and the next generation. Thanks for picking up the tab. You're very generous. But the left believes that we should have an imbalance and we should come out on the losing end. President Trump doesn't believe that. That's, you know, it's that sucking the lifeblood. Remember when NAFTA came along, that great sucking sound you hear as jobs going to Mexico? Well, it was true and it was false, but we weren't the great beneficiaries of NAFTA, and that was largely a Republican project, by the way. And our trade imbalance with China, he's addressing the trade imbalance with China, which is the, you know, becoming the giant economy on the planet. The EU gangs up, and they're pushing back. Oh, no, we will not renegotiate anything for you. President Trump, remember when the media got angry with him? Because he pointed out that our NATO allies are not living up to their obligations. They had all committed to paying 2% of GDP to the common defense. And then they said, ah, screw them, the Americans will pay, stick them with the bill. I'm going for a 1 month's vacation on the Côte d'Azur. I'm going swimming with Brigitte Bardot. I'm on vacation, holiday for 1 month, while the Americans do our work for us. Well, you know, listen, guys, you know, you can stand around and talk about the weather all you want, but our president is there to straighten out this trade imbalance. And this is, by the way, an economic summit, not a gender summit. If you guys are confused about your gender, and I know that the French and the British very often are, you know, less true with the Germans, and you guys sort that out and get back to us. I don't really care. I'm not interested in whatever sort of international gender issues you have that you want to deal with at the G7. Maybe is it the gender seven? Is that what it is? And you want to talk about the climate? I read a story from none other than the New York Times just the other day, right here on the radio, and the New York Times was compelled to admit in a paragraph buried deep in the story that under President Trump, who pulled out of the Paris Accord, under President Trump, without the Paris Accord, our CO2 output in the United States continues to decline. We continue to reduce, the New York Times said, based on their left-wing, you know, climate tanks. We continue to reduce our CO2 output after pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord? Can we say the same for others that are signatories to the Paris Climate Accord? You know that the standards for the, such as they are for the Paris Climate Accord, are voluntary. They're voluntary. So China's like, oh, yeah, we'll sign up for the Paris Accord, because then we can completely ignore it, and the left in the United States will go crazy and try to hobble their economy with all kinds of crazy policies and, you know, driving electricity costs up and gasoline prices up, and that'll be bad for the Americans. The Chinese know this. The French know this. The Indians know this. Everybody knows this. And the Democrats, they're hysterical. They're running around crashing into walls, yelling at the top of their lungs, we pulled out of the Paris Accord. And who cares? They ended net neutrality. This is the end of the Internet as we know it. Is it, you know, no, it's not. We have to address gender. No, you know, we really don't. The climate is falling. The climate is falling. The climate is just, you know, it's a... Listen, I got another question for Liv. So, you know, first is how many genders are there? And the second is, if there were no people on the planet Earth, none, no people at all, would the climate remain static? No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. If there were no SUVs, no coal-burning plants, no airplanes, no wood-burning fires on the hearth at Christmas time, would the climate remain static on the planet Earth? And the answer is obviously no. Don't be ridiculous. You're a very silly person for even asking the question. I withdraw the question. All right, so let's go to and the president headed up to Canada. And Macron will be there, you know, Macron et fromage will be there. He's a small Frenchman, and Angela Merkel will be there. I think they should change the title chancellor. I've mentioned this before, but really, don't you think the term German chancellor is tainted at this point? Shouldn't they just go with prime minister or something like everybody else? I think they should. Thank you very much. So the president is going to go up meet, and he wants to talk about economic matters, economic issues, about trade imbalances, because he believes, as do many thinking people, that the trade imbalances that we have with our good close friends and allies in Europe, this is what the news media keeps saying, he's slapping our allies in the face, he's spitting in their faces, I can't believe that he's created this fight with our allies, it's a trade war, they love the word war, everything's a war, and if you had become one-tenth this hysterical, when Barack Obama betrayed Hosni Mubarak and sided with the Muslim Brotherhood, the granddaddy of Al-Qaeda and all radical Islamic terrorists, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood gave us a medical doctor by the name of Ayman al-Zawahiri. Ayman al-Zawahiri of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt is now the head of Al-Qaeda. All right? After brave American Navy SEALs went and shot him in the head, Rob O'Neill, the heir apparent, and he was the heir, was the Muslim Brotherhood leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Now, Barack Obama sided with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt over Hosni Mubarak, who, you know, played a little rough sometimes. It's a tough neighborhood, and he kept the peace. Barack Obama betrayed our ally, Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu betrayed him in so many ways, too numerous to list in a short 3-hour show. He sent his stooges over to Israel to set up a campaign operation to see to it that Netanyahu was not reelected, and he lost. He betrayed our allies in Saudi Arabia, and all of this was fine. Now, this is all fine. It was heroic, in fact. Now, President Trump is trying to address a trade imbalance, and the news media is apoplectic. They're hysterical, and their tone is sneering and snide. In fact, Michael, let's go with an audio sample. I turned on the clowns at CNN today, my alma mater, and they had Allison Camerota and John Berman. He's the new Megillah gorilla on the morning show because Megillah moved to primetime because he's so smart. You know, he's got a brain the size of a walnut, but set that aside. And the rest is skull. It's all skull. He could, like, take an artillery round to the skull. It wouldn't get close to the brain. And he's a big, powerful, primetime network, cable anchor. Isn't it amazing? And they turn, so they say, well, the president's going up to Canada to have a meeting with our allies. What are they going to be looking for in the media?
We'll be watching that arrival very, very carefully to see you know, how warm.
The body language.
The body language.
We are very into the body language here. Will there be another man shake that they enjoyed?
Oh, you urban sophisticates are too much for me. You really are. You're so impressive. And then they had David Sanger from the New York Times. They're all fellow travelers. They all live in the same echo bubble. And they all love what they say. And David Sanger, and, you know, Macron and Fromage, the French prime minister, he is there. And Pierre Trudeau, the, you know, the little, these two little fellows, they should, they're like the little black and white magnets of the Scotties. Remember those? A little French guy and a little French-Canadian guy. And Trump doesn't want to go, David Sanger says, because they're having a little tiff with our allies.
It's clear that the president, first of all, didn't want to go. Secondly, doesn't want to get into this argument. And thirdly, is incredibly angry at two leaders with whom he thought he was building up a good relationship, Trudeau and Macron. And he's had pretty harsh conversations with the two of them, and they were sort of the last two who thought that they could actually go deal with him.
They were. But you see, David Sanger, the New York Times, CNN, they're automatically and unhesitatingly on the other guy's side. They're in the, now, are they talking about the trade imbalance? No. They're talking about this BS, about handshakes and posture. And they're going to be watching very carefully, and they're laughing up their smug little sleeves and all this good stuff. Then there was Chris, the Lick Spittle Saliza. Remember him? Oh, I think I skipped everyone, didn't I? He's mad. Oh, no, I've got another David Sanger. Let's go to number four. David Sanger of the New York Times there on CNN, that he knows how it's going to come out.
He's also leaving before any of the discussions on environment, any of these issues that are central to what the other six members of the G7 have in mind. Imagine what's happened here, which is basically the president is saying, I'm going to come in to lecture you, and then I'm going to leave.
That's what the president has said. Now, the opposite is true. The lefties from Europe are coming in to lecture Trump. That is not only not the truth, that is the opposite of the truth. The truth is that Trump is going up to say, we've got a trade imbalance. Let's address it. This is the G7, the group of seven. It's an economic forum. That's the whole point of this thing. But David Sanger at the New York Times and these clowns at CNN, they believe that we're there to talk about the weather. Like, you know, stand around with our hands dug down in our pockets, looking down, spitting every now and then, kicking a little dirt, saying, hey, how about that climate? Crazy, huh? Then there's Chris Lick Spittle Saliza. You know Chris Lick Spittle Saliza. He was at Dr. Evil's post, and then CNN liked the way he... frothy leftist liar. So they hired him away from the Dr. Evil Post. And this stuff is just amazing. And they really think that we should go there to talk about the climate. Do they mention that our CO2 output is declining even since we pulled out of the Paris Accord? No, because they have Newsheimers, because they're dishonest, because they're Chris Lick Spittle Saliza.
Donald Trump is in, I think, pretty simple to understand if you don't overthink it, which is,
see?
He likes people who say and do things he likes,
that's
and he doesn't
everyone.
Like people who say and do things he doesn't like.
I
just don't think it's that much more complicated. I think David hits on a good point, which is I think you're seeing a little
sure
of this sort
do.
Of temper, I'm going to take my ball and go home.
That's temper and take your ball and go home, huh? No, that's we're there to address economic issues at an economic forum, not gender and the weather. All right? And besides, I'm going off to deal with the North Koreans on nuclear weapons. What are you pissants doing in the meantime? Because I'm doing a little something here, all right? I'm a world leader. What, do you want to whine about gender and the climate? Go to France.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, I believe buying a home is almost always a better idea than renting. But if the fear of a big down payment is holding you back, I've got some good news. Today, the average down payment for first-time home buyers is a lot less than 20%. And here's the best part. Our mortgage experts at Quicken Loans can help you find a variety of mortgage options that may require as little as 3% down. Now add to that Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes, which will give you an edge over other buyers. Here's something else to consider. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So don't let the fear of a high down payment hold you back. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd! Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-359-7328. That's 800-359-7328. 800-359-7328.
You remember that the Democrat Party's envoy to North Korea was Dennis Rodman, right? What a clown car we have in this country these days between the Democratic Party and the news media. Dennis Rodman, for all of his interesting attributes, was sent to North Korea by the Democrats. Gosh, they're remarkable, aren't they? Yes, they are. They're fantastic. They're just astonishing. Listen, I've got news and audio for you on the topic of the North Korean summit, of the Russian collusion. This is kind of a big deal, I think. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, came out and said there was no Russian collusion. And this caused, if you can call them heads to explode at MSNBC. Because you can't say that. You can't come out and say that there was no Russian collusion. Because that's not the sheet music. The sheet music is there was Russian collusion. And then Morning Joke had a mental breakdown and started citing things that have nothing to do with Russian collusion, but they don't understand the difference between Russian tampering and Russian collusion. All this good stuff. We also have Kim Kardashian, new American hero. Apparently she has the power of the pardon. She can pardon people. And she interviewed the, I guess, erstwhile communist she interviewed with, was interviewed by, the erstwhile communist at CNN, Van Jones. Van Jones, he was a communist, like John Brennan. I don't know if he is anymore, because nobody's asked him. But she's a new hero. She's Roger Ramjet. That's coming up.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.